You know, you wrote this excellent post, just getting really into a lot of the details. What's your take on this plan and this huge expansion?
Well, it's got to be said that it is still aspirational. You know, they're talking about raising $100 to $150 million, which is a lot of money. The timeline is fairly short. Bill Kling has said that they want it funded by middle of next year. That's his goal. So that would be a short timeline. What I find intriguing about it is a couple of things. One is that it is a large-scale effort. So we've seen a number of promising startups. We've seen from Bay Citizen, the Texas Tribune, and TBD. But they are tending to be smaller. TBD is the largest, of course. They tend to be smaller. Most of them are about a dozen people. And what I think is really intriguing about the public radio one is they're saying, how do we have a critical mass of new reporters to cover metro areas? And I think this is a yawning need, and they're trying to address it. And I think, secondly, the thing that should capture all of our imagination, those of us who care about the news, is that if you look at it, it is public radio that has the most similar set of values to newspaper people. The basic ones that we find hard to enunciate often about reporting without fear or favor, integrity, accuracy, those kinds of values, so they share those values. So if you can combine large scale and traditional news values taken to the digital medium, then I think we've got something that will be a signal advance going forward.
And what about, this idea that there might be a need for reporting, but I guess the question is, how do you support that long term? And, you know, what are the economics of that? Just adding all these reporters, I mean, does that mean you're going to be able to make it more viable to raise money?
Well, I think a couple of things. One is the initial funding is a five-year plan. The five-year plan, the earliest people that would be hired would be the latter half of 2011. So we're talking about 5 years, essentially, to get to a sustainable business model, which is 2016. In 2016, we all expect that there's going to be much maturation in the business of digital media, and so it does give you a fair amount of time to shoot at that target. I think when you peel it back, it's almost ironic that the two-legged business model that sustained and threw off big profits for newspapers, circulation and advertising, are very similar to really what public radio's model is about. If you look at membership, it's a different spin on circulation. And you look at underwriting and sponsorship, it's another spin on advertising. So if you take those, what Bill Kling is saying is we can build out both of those, essentially membership, get more gifts from more people and higher gifts from more people because we'll be providing more service. And because of the added reach that we will have, obviously important in advertising, we'll be able to satisfy sponsors, meaning businesses and institutions, better, and we'll be able to obtain a lot more money in sponsorship underwriting money. He's undoubtedly right about you can get more. Huge question, of course, is could you make that much more? But shooting for 2016 gives you a lot of time to get there.
That's true. And are you doing work on the project in any way or consulting?
No, I'm not. No, I'm just covering it as an analyst.
Yeah. And, I mean, it seems like there's, as far as hiring goes, I mean, it seems like there's almost like a bit of an arms race going on with AOL,
yeah.
Yahoo, Daily Beast. I mean, all these people
National
are really
Journal,
going after a lot of traditional journalists and all these nonprofit
yep.
kind of startups.
It's
kind of unusual because everyone talks about all the cuts, but it seems like now there's almost like a hiring battle or something going on.
Yeah, there is, and it's been fascinating, and we've really seen that develop the second half of this year. It only involves a few hundred journalists, and it's not surprising. It's people who are at the top of their game, and it tends to be people who have mastered this digital transition better. There's obviously core talent there, but also the ability to blog, essentially, to write quickly, to be able to appear on TV, the kinds of multi-platform activities that we've talked about for a long time. Those people who have impressive journalism skills and have the ability to do multi-platform, really meet the digital world for what it can do, they're now in a higher demand. And I think the other part of that is that, and I give credit to, I think, Tim Armstrong at AOL for enunciating it probably clearly, is saying, hey, folks, there's a lot of money in digital content if we do this right, and digital news. That the connecting up of digital news in a new way to the most advanced forms of selling advertising and ad targeting mean that those can be new profitable businesses that are essentially digital only. And so we're seeing confidence that those businesses can be built, and of course they want named journalists to front those kinds of enterprises.
And when Bill Kling was talking about, he was saying, you know, these jobs they're creating are really, you know, excellent jobs for journalists in six figures. Was he just talking about kind of the higher up jobs, or was he saying that a lot of them would be kind of high paying jobs?
Well, I think it's more aspirational at this point, that clearly some of them would be six figure jobs, whether it's in or into. I'm actually getting back to him on that and talking that through. If you look at what journalists are being paid by ProPublicas and California Watches and, you know, Bay Citizens and all, it seems to me that we're talking roughly between high five figures and low six figures.
Right. And so they're looking at about the same kind of range.
Yeah. Yeah, and there is this market, which is a wonderful thing developing at this point, hundreds of journalists. And if things go well, I think the larger economy is going to be a question here, but also these business models. These hundreds will turn into the thousands now. Whether they'll get beyond the thousands and whether they get back to more than 10,000, since we've lost, 12,000 to 15,000 newsroom jobs in the U.S. in the last 3 years, that's problematic. But I can see it turning from hundreds to thousands in the next couple of years. And you really get to this inflection point of, are there the right number of people with the right number of skills? And it's also going to be a really good time to be coming out of a journalism school, especially a master's program from a top school with multimedia skills. I think it's going to be a really good market for people in that position.
Yeah, for sure. And what about, there has been a lot of talk about just the nonprofit model with all these different startups, and it does intersect a little bit with public media. What's your feeling about how much of this kind of local journalism is going to be done through nonprofits? Is there really a potential for that to become a larger piece of the market?
Yeah, there's a potential for it, and to some degree, I think we're focusing too much on whether it's for-profit or whether it's nonprofit. Because the real question is there a sustainable business model? And a nonprofit will need to have a sustainable business model as well, since the foundation money or the philanthropist money is only there to get it started.
Yeah.
So I think the business model question is that it is this time of, let 10,000 flowers bloom. There's a lot of different ways to do it, both for-profit and nonprofit. And what they've got to prove they've got to prove, the main thing is that there is sufficient audience out there.
Right.
And that they can produce high-quality journalism for a sufficient audience. And then how do you monetize that audience, or how do you get somebody to pay for serving that audience? And I think we're in that proving stage right now.
Right, and the idea is to go from these very large donors, kind of seed donors, to, I'm guessing, smaller donations and sponsorships and other ways to support something, because I guess you're not going to get, you know, the billionaires to keep putting money in indefinitely.
Probably not, although, you know, this notion of, and there is an interesting question here of, where do they come together if this public radio notion takes off and extends not just to 4 cities but to 8 or 12? Where does that connect to the online-only startups? And I think, in fact, they will connect up. It's an ecosystem that doesn't develop yet. But if you look at, for instance, what TBD is doing with their community network of bloggers, they have that, you know, kind of organizing the individual journalists across a metropolitan area. You have a professional operation that may be funded by philanthropy, and then you have a public radio one. It makes sense, given the technologies that we have today, that the ability to content share, to aggregate, to point, and even to put together a local ad and regional ad network, all of that makes sense. And I think that the foundations, particularly Knight, is interested in exactly that. That, sure, we all want more news, but we don't want news killing news. How can we create more news in metro areas? Inevitably, that means some kind of cooperation and networking between and among the surviving sites.